Ви з SBS українською. Знайдіть більше чудових історій на sbs.com.au/ukrainian.
Доброго дня, шановні радіослухачі. Сьогодні ми розмовляємо з представницями відділу імені Анни Ярославни Союзу Українок Австралії Стефанією Тесар'єро і Ліля Ель-Іса. Для їхньої зручності я перейду на англійську. Dear listeners, the Ukrainian Women's Association of Australia has many branches across the country, and today we are very pleased to have with us two dedicated members of Anna Yaroslavna branch, Stephanie Tesoriero, who is the president of Anna Yaroslavna, and Lily Ell-Isa, a member. Stephanie, would you like to tell our listeners a bit about the Anna Yaroslavna branch?
Thank you, Tanya. Yes, I would love to. I'm delighted to. Thank you for this opportunity. Ukrainian Women's Association Australia, as a lot of people know, was formed in the Kaura migrant camp about 75 years ago. And this was to assist in bringing together women who are dedicated and passionate about the Ukrainian identity and culture, community services, promoting and preserving their heritage both here in Australia and, of course, back home in Ukraine. We in Anna Yaroslavna are a supportive, hard-working, dedicated team who are involved and focused on various initiatives. Anna Yaroslavna is always welcoming new members. At present, our work is constant fundraising since the horrendous illegal invasion. A full-scale war with Russia has brought upon Ukraine. This is why our focus and priority is on the injured and disabled, and we are pulling out all stops to financially support as much as we can to the rehabilitation hospital in Lviv.
And what is the next Anna Yaroslavna branch event?
We're having a floral artistry function at the Ukrainian Hall in Litcombe, 3 John Street, very close to the station, easy access for those that don't drive. And it'll be held the 15th of June at 12:30 on a Sunday.
Beautiful. Thank you, Stephanie. Lily, you have run a few floristry events. Why floristry?
Well, it's been a journey in my life. And I'm happy to say I was an infants and primary teacher for many years. And before I retired, I decided to do various courses. I picked floristry as a new passion and was hooked. I absolutely fell in love with it. As my floral skills developed, I took part in many competitions, including the Royal Easter Show, which was just fantastic and extremely rewarding. It was a chance to meet like-minded people, share creativities, and learn various skills from one another. It was a great social network as well. Before long, my teacher expertise kicked in, and I wanted to share my knowledge with others. With the outbreak of the war in Ukraine, I was convinced it would be a good way to raise money. That's how the idea of this floral art event came about. The Ukrainian Youth Hall in Litcombe, where the event will be held, is easy access from Litcombe Station for those who prefer to travel by public transport. At the Youth Hall, Anna Yaroslavna will be hosting a fundraising floral art demonstration to raise funds for specialised diagnostic medical equipment for wounded soldiers. We are absolutely thrilled to announce that it will be presented by recognised international floral designer Madhu Shah. She has volunteered her services for us. We are very grateful to her. It's going to be an exciting fundraising event of floral art where skills will be shared and learnt with the hope that some people will use these skills to create their own arrangements. What a beautiful gift that would be for a loved one.
Sounds amazing. So what exactly is going to happen on that day?
On Sunday, the 15th of June, at the Ukrainian Youth Hall Litcombe, Madhu Shah will be demonstrating how to create stunning floral art pieces. Floral art is very different to floristry. As someone described it to me, floral art is art using flowers. Thought that was a very interesting concept. So the arrangements are going to be very artistic. Anyone with a creative mind will be blown away. During the demonstration, Madhu will be showing how she develops her creations There will be five arrangements in all. After the demonstration, all these arrangements will be raffled with five other exquisite prizes. Booking for the event is essential so that we know for how many to cater. All the money raised from the event will go towards purchasing vital specialized diagnostic medical equipment for the rehabilitation center in Lviv. We are very excited to see this happen.
Stephanie, can you tell us a bit more about the Lviv Rehabilitation Center and why you choose to support it?
The number of amputees is really unbelievable. Not just soldiers returning with injuries, but also civilians. The demand for prostheses, rehabilitation services, and medical equipment is growing every day. Someone has to pay for it. How are they going to be assisted? The center in Lviv is doing incredible work helping wounded veterans who are undergoing rehabilitation after such severe injuries recover and adapt to civilian life. Can you imagine being without limbs? Helping wounded veterans and civilians adapt to their new life after losing limbs. What can I say? Can you imagine? You just cannot turn your back and not get involved. Somehow you must help. There is a desperate need for specialist rehabilitation services and medical equipment to enhance the patient's recovery process, and this is vitally important. They need more advanced diagnostic tools to continue this important work. By supporting our fundraiser, everyone will be directly helping brave men and women regain their independence and dignity after devastating injuries. It's a cause that's very close to our hearts, and every dollar raised will make a real difference. Every booking supports Ukrainian veterans in their recovery and supports the work of this wonderful rehabilitation hospital, as well as giving supporters an interesting and fun afternoon. If you can't make it with other appointments or bookings, donations are welcome and very much appreciated. So please, everyone, spread the word and bring your family and friends to the Anna Yaroslavna fundraising event being held on the 15th of June at the Ukrainian Youth Hall Lidcombe.
And will be there any treats available on the day? Tell us that.
Ukrainians are known for their food and host. However, we need to know how many to cater for. So book your place early. That's very important.
And how do we
From
book
12.
our place?
Our event has been posted on all Facebooks of members and on the Ukrainian Women's Association Facebook page as well. Here you should be able to find our post easily. Event posters have been displayed at our churches, at Lidcombe Ukrainian shop and Ukrainian schools, and our members are sharing with all friends and neighbors. Tickets are $40 until the 1st of June. After that, the price is $45. Every booking supports Ukrainian veterans in their recovery.
Thank you so much, ladies. We are looking forward to seeing everyone at the Ukrainian Youth Hall in Лідкамп on 15th of June. Для наших українських слухачів я повторю цю інформацію. Для всіх поціновувачів мистецтва флористики відділ імені Анни Ярославни Союзу Українок Австралії організовує благодійний захід, демонстрацію створення квіткових композицій. Усі кошти, зібрані з цього заходу, підуть на придбання діагностичного медичного обладнання для реабілітаційного центру у Львові. Перед демонстрацією буде чай та перекуска, а після неї всі квіткові композиції будуть розіграні серед присутніх. Отже, не пропустіть нагоду підняти собі настрій, чомусь навчитися провести час в приємній компанії за чашкою чаю та, можливо, отримати квіткове диво в подарунок. І все це купуючи діагностичне обладнання та підтримуючи наших поранених. А як забронювати собі місце, читайте на Фейсбук-сторінці Союзу Українок Австралії, а також на плакатах в церквах та школах. Дякую.
Thank you very much, Tanya.
З Сіднею для радіо СБС Тетяна Колдуненко.
Хочете почути більше подібних історій? Слухайте в Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify або будь-якому іншому місці.